1204, you're listening to 4ZZZ, and at the moment we're going to also listen to Radio Democracy here on 4ZZZ. That person you just heard screaming into a microphone and playing guitar was Steve Towson, local artist with Who Do You Believe? Now, the topic for our show today is...
Mandatory detention.
...of refugees. Over the New Year's we saw pretty much every detention centre in Australia set on fire in a series of riots.
People have got to be now asking themselves now, why did this happen? What conditions led to the situation where people were willing to risk their own lives to set alight the houses that they're living in?
And a lot of the time, I guess, the news we've been presented through the mainstream media has been filtered partly through the Department of Immigration and Multicultural Affairs and is not quite so accurate. So we'll be presenting a few other different views about that today, as well as talking about the what does it actually do to you to be inside a detention centre, what the conditions are like, what the alternatives are, and I guess general ideas towards migrants, refugees, and the conditions related to global capitalism.
That's right.
So we're going to start off with a track. There was an interview by Amex on the 2nd of January with a detainee in Port Hedland about the fires.
Can you please tell me what happened last night, New Year's Eve?
Okay, last night about 16 officers come, policemen, and yep. They... come here, they were very drunk and they were laughing on us.
They were laughing at you?
Yes, they were laughing and they come to everyone's room and they have sticks.
They had sticks, they sticks. Had buttons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they, with buttons, they beat everyone door very like junky, you know. And everyone wake up and they told to them, please, we stay here 4 years, 5 years and... our hair become white and we are become crazy. Why you disturb us like this? Why, what you want? And they were laughing and they say, no, this is our duty and we can do anything if we want.
Is that what they said? It's our duty
yes,
and we can do anything
yes,
we want?
Yes, yes. And midnight I was sleeping in my room and they kick my shoes out of door. My shoes was out of my room and they kick every shoes and, you know, they throw 3-4 meters far from your room shoes.
Yeah, and they were, you said they were drunk.
They were drunk,
how
yes.
Do you know they were drunk?
Because smell. I can smell, you know, they were laughing. And when I go near to them and I say, why you want to disturb us? And when he speak to me, I smell he was very drunk.
Did he say anything to you personally?
No, he said that don't be smart and go back to your rooms. And this is our duty. And if we want anything, we can do this, you know?
And do you know, in the rooms, in front of the rooms, are there any video cameras, like from SEM cameras on the roof?
No, they have camera on themselves, and SEM have cameras too. And
SEM was, the SEM officers were having camera and filming this?
No, no, they don't film these things. If someone make problem, if... they disturb detainees or they disturb us.
They don't
make film, you know.
Of course.
But you know, last night and in here, police have everybody tell to them that we burn this fire because we are tired. 4 years we stay here. Everybody said to them, if you want to take us to jail, take us, but don't disturb us like this.
What did the police say?
And he said, no, this is our jobs. And
what did ACM or Dimia say? Did Dai Midler from Dimia say anything? Was she there?
No, she don't want to see any residents. She don't want to see, come here, and SEM officer too, and they are happy to police do with us like this, and they are laughing each other, you know?
The SEM officers were happy
yes,
that police
they are
that.
Happy too.
And you tried, did you go to Di Midler and complain about this, and she said she doesn't want anything to know, or what?
Yeah, she don't want to know about anything. She just...
What did you say?
She doesn't say to me anything, but one guy, yesterday, Mila, and she said that I don't want to meet with anyone, I don't want to speak with anyone, and yesterday they give us paper about visa application.
The paper of for visa application?
Yeah, they refuse everyone visa, and they say we will not take your process in federal and everywhere, and today they give facts to everyone, and they say that no more visa.
That's from Dimia. Dimia sent that, yes?
Yeah, from someone sent to Dimia, and from Dimia they tell to us.
Yeah, that was the government. That was, you know, after the fires, the government was saying on TV that all the people there, they're not real refugees and bullshit like this, and they want to make everybody scared. Don't believe anything they're saying.
But everybody in here crazy. They're not scared in here, and they don't know what we are doing. And trust me, in here too many people there to know about them, but they don't want to.
Last night, police came here.
Yes.
But the behavior of them is not good.
The behavior of the police was...
Yes, not good.
Yeah.
I think they used some drink. They came and passed in the building.
Yeah.
And they put all of the... shoes of the kick to the shoes of detainee,
yeah.
Because we put the shoes behind the door.
Why did
they kick?
They kick the shoes out.
Okay. Yes, yeah. And I don't know why they do this.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to anger detainee,
mm-hmm.
And they.
They want to scare the detainee.
Yes.
But you are not scared.
Yes. We all of detainee is relaxed.
Yeah.
But the behavior of police is not good.
Yeah.
And last night when the detainee were asleep, they to the door.
Yeah.
And the detainee.
And what time do you remember the time?
3:30. Half past three.
Half past three in the night.
Yes, at the midnight. And each hour, they came.
Yeah.
And found in the building.
And what, sorry?
They walked and with bottom.
They walked with the back.
Yes, with
yeah.
bottom.
Yeah.
They kicked to the door and wall.
And the walls, yeah?
Yes. And do you know all of the people, most of the people are here are Muslim.
Muslim, yes?
Yes, and they pray in the room.
Pray in their rooms, yeah.
Yes. And the police with shoes come to the room.
With the shoes, yeah. And that's
yes.
against Muslim...
Yeah, and when we said people are Muslim.
Sorry?
And when we said to the police,
yeah.
People here pray and
yeah.
Muslim,
yeah.
And you must not come with shoes in the room.
Yeah.
But police laughed to us.
Laughed, yeah.
Yes, and said, I'm not Muslim.
Okay.
And this is Australia.
Okay.
And we don't...
Did the police say we don't like Muslim people?
Yes. And we, yeah. when we said to the ACM manager here,
yeah.
We said the Australian government sent this police here and we could not do anything.
You're listening to Triple Z at the moment, and that was an interview with one of the detainees at Port Hedland Detention Centre, one of the refugee detention centres, I believe, just after the fires were set up there over the New Year's.
Yes, and since then reports have been coming out of the detention centres that the detention management have been cracking down on the detainees. There's been reports in the mainstream media about weapons being found, weapons like cigarette lighters and screwdrivers,
yes.
weapons. There were also reports coming from independent media that on January 1st, all the 130 detainees at Woomera Detention Centre were indiscriminately tear-gassed and handcuffed in Skibbal Courts, where they were held all day under the desert sun without water. There's also a report that Baxter detainees were prevented from evacuating burn compounds and tear-gassed.
So just left to burn in either the sun or the burning compounds.
Immediately after the Australia-wide riots in detention centres, a group of refugee advocates made a media release squarely blaming the Howard government for the fires. I'll read you a bit of it. It was released on 29th of December. Refugee action groups and advocates around Australia point the finger squarely at the Howard government for this week's fire incidents at the Baxter Detention Centre. Jack H. Smith of Project SafeCom, an advocacy group in Western Australia, expressed support for the lighting of the fires. Baxter is a detention centre, and more than all other detention centres around Australia, it makes a mockery of the UN Refugee Convention and International Convention for the Rights of the Child and other interventions Australia has signed. Baxter is designed as a Howard government fortress, as a maximum security prison, and it inflicts permanent damage to the psyche of children as well as adults. I'm delighted that it's burning, Mr. Smith said, and I hope it burns right to the ground. The detainees are giving us a glimpse of things to come when the policies of atrocities the current government is steeped in come to a permanent end. Peter Wilkie, a member of the Refugee Rights Action Network, is not surprised about the fires. The government designed Baxter as the ultimate detention centre, designed to run people's spirits off. Refined forms of psychological torture of people inside a hidden away detention centre should be no surprise that the response of detainees is to burn the place to the ground. Mr Wilkie called for the dismantling of Baxter and all other detention centres. Phil Griffiths of the Canberra Refugee Action Committee said, "It's inadequate in such an appalling solution of indefinite detention. I would be more surprised and concerned if detainees did not respond to such a situation."
And well, this is what Darrell Williams, our acting immigration minister, had to say about it.
There is absolutely no excuse for actions that destroy public property and put lives of detainee staff and emergency service personnel at risk. One advocate was suggesting that this is a rather more healthy form of problem. That is an absolutely absurd and ridiculous statement for anybody to be making, and it totally ignores the fact that by lighting fires in accommodation, people's lives are being at risk, being put at risk. The Western Australian and South Australian police have been very helpful, as were the New South Wales police in relation to Villawood. Those who are believed to be responsible for damaging property or seeking to escape are concerned, they have been or will be searched.
Lost our common ground, that's what the law's been for.